You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Craig Singleton of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, one of the authors of a series of papers published by the FTD most recently to address the shortcomings, the recommendations of organizations such as the World Health Organization, international organizations, many of them linked to the UN, but not entirely, and what can be done to improve their performance or lessons learned from their performance in the recent past. The WTO. I learned from Craig and his colleagues that its birth date was very late in the 20th century. It's young. It's 26 years old. It was born in 1995. I thought it had been around, you know, with a beard on, the way it behaved during the original WTO China dance when the U.S. and the Clinton administration said, China's safe, bring it in. Okay, here we are 26 years later, our millennial WTO, and I learned from Craig that it has a modest budget, $220 million. It has a dispute mechanism, that's good. But its ability to influence negotiations is weak, if I read you correctly, Craig. Have I? And what does that mean?
I'll have to use the line about the WTO as a millennial someday. I'm going to steal that from you, John. But you're absolutely right. You know, at some point in Washington, trade became a four-letter word. And the reality is that to beat China, we need to build back better trade. As we look at the World Trade Organization, you know, the organization is consensus-based. And the World Trade Organization's director general has really limited decision-making authorities. And so combined, that has really hindered the WTO's core mission, which is negotiating new trade agreements. In fact, in its entire history, the WTO has negotiated only one trade agreement covering all of its members, and that was back in 2013. And that deal was only possible because it provided developing countries like China with tremendous flexibility in determining which commitments they would implement and which they could ignore. And so in the absence of new trade rules and new technology, smaller blocks of WTO states have really started to discuss separate plurilateral agreements on a wide range of issues like digital trade and e-commerce. And so at some point, the WTO is sort of facing a make or break moment on whether it's still relevant or whether it's sort of going to fade into history.
Disputes, we can negotiate, but complaints, what happens to complaints, especially complaints about China? Do they reach the WTO's decision makers, or are they, let's put it this way, influenced by cash?
Well, the WTO, I would say writ large amongst all its members, there's a very strong international consensus about the need to reform this organization. And that's primarily in response to the unique challenges posed by China's very distinctive economic structure, including its predatory economic behavior, its non-market practices. And so these efforts, you know, such as Beijing's reliance on industrial subsidies and forced technology transfer, they run counter to a lot of WTO rules and norms. There is a very robust on-paper dispute settlement system within the WTO, but it has over time sort of broken down. And one of the reasons is because part of that two-tier system has really overreached in the last few years. And so in protests, the Trump administration refused to support the appointment of any new members to the appellate body. I think that was the right decision and at the time. But as a result of that decision, the appellate body currently lacks a number of judges needed to evaluate and issue new trade rulings. The good news, though, is that this sort of in the weeds detente provides the U.S. administration with a lot of negotiating leverage, namely because every other WTO state wants to get the appellate body up and running again. So right now, we are sort of the barrier to moving forward and reform, which makes for a serious motivator for the organization to sort of make much needed changes.
The United Nations Human Rights Council, which can be identified as the dictator's club, but let us pull back from it. It didn't start that way. It doesn't have to end its day as a dictator's club. China takes advantage. What a surprise. What is to be done, Craig? Is there one method that it's agreed upon here by member states? Let's start with whistleblowers. What can be done there with whistleblowers, people who bring complaints?
One of the biggest challenges facing the UN Human Rights Council, and I think former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley stated it best in our report's opening introduction, is that, you know, the United States cares too much about human rights and individual freedom to be part of an organization that undermines both. Our principles are just too important to get lost in this endless and pointless process that a lot of UN bureaucrats prefer. And on the issue of whistleblowers in particular, one of the key challenges that we've sort of seen is that there needs to be a sense, especially on the Chinese issue, of how whistleblowers are handled. There have been some reports that the Human Rights Council has provided the names of Chinese dissidents to the government in Beijing. These are whistleblowers that have raised the flag about human rights violations involving Uyghur Muslims and forced labor in modern-day concentration camps. And we think this is obviously a practice that needs to end. Those individuals who provided those names should be held accountable, and there should be a framework to protect whistleblowers going forward.
There is something called the blacklist from 2016. What is it and what can be done?
One of the things that's most interesting about the UNHRC is that they have sort of developed their own series of systems and structures. And the blacklist is a deeply flawed list. It targets companies for generic business activities, and for protecting Israeli lives. And so the UN Human Rights Council has a very sordid track record of going against Israel. In fact, it has what's called a standing agenda item devoted to denigrating Israel. And it's passed 10 times as many resolutions condemning Israel as it has for China, North Korea, Iran, and Cuba combined. So one of the things that we think has to happen is getting rid of this blacklist. The list makes no claim that any of these companies are acting illegally, but it does serve for anti-Israeli activists to target companies that are on the list and to sort of support broader anti-Israel activity throughout the UN system.
The previous administration withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council. Is the U.S. now a member? Is it participating again, Craig, to your knowledge?
Yes. So the Biden administration announced that we would be returning. And so earlier this year, we did return. The Trump administration had withdrawn, and that was after many years of reform attempts by former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley and others to sort of bring about some much needed change. In fact, the Obama administration had been similarly frustrated by what is really referred to as a dictator's club. The Biden administration takes a different tact. They say we need to be at the table to drive reform, but I really do think they have their work cut out for them. There's an organization, a system, and a structure, and to give a sense of how hard it's going to be, just recently the Canadians put forth a resolution condemning Chinese human rights atrocities against Uyghur Muslims. About 40-ish democracies around the world obviously supported this initiative. We need to be looking at these issues. China was able to rally 60-plus allies to its side to shut down the resolution. So once again, China understands that it doesn't matter if you are the world superpower, it doesn't matter if you are the world's top donor to these organizations. One country, one vote. And China does a very, very good job of whipping votes, using political and economic coercion to convince other countries to support it. And in a lot of cases, a lot of votes are done with blind ballots. So you never actually know which countries are voting in support of which initiatives, which provides a degree of anonymity that we think should go away.
Craig Singleton, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. The overall document, A Better Blueprint for International Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Kokoda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Kokoda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Kokoda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at Kokoda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.